Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Coming on the heels of news coming out of Syria that the government forces have retaken the town of Haifa in the western part of the country, we also heard from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commenting on a shipment of attack helicopters to Syria coming from Russia that Secretary Clinton says will escalate the conflict there dramatically. Moscow, though, says its deliveries of shipment of arms to Syria are in line with international regulations and it will continue those shipments. Joining us now, Peter Vaserman, an expert in international arms trading at the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. And I understand, Peter, that this particular shipment of attack helicopters has not been confirmed. But what kind of helicopter is this that they've alleged Russia has shipped to Syria?
Well, presumably it's something called the Mi-24 or Mi-25, which is a attack helicopter of which Syria already has quite some. And they have, as far as I know, some have seen action in Syria quite recently, which was something new because before the Syrian regime had not really used this type of helicopters that much or any other type of air power. They mainly used artillery and tanks. So that's a new development, and that's why I think this is being highlighted by Hillary Clinton.
What are these attack helicopters capable of doing? How could they be used in some of these streets and towns of Syria?
Well, it's the typical kind of equipment which you want to use if you are stepping up your fight against an insurgency. This is the same kind of thing which we have seen in other countries also in the region. Attack helicopters give you quick and flexible access to a certain place which you can then quickly bomb. You don't have to really approach it that much as you would have, for example, when you use a tank.
I think people would probably be surprised to hear Moscow say that the delivery of arms shipments to Syria are in line with international regulations. Are there no regulations that deal with shipping attack helicopters such as this to a country that's involved in a civil war?
No, there aren't. There is no international United Nations imposed arms embargo on Syria, and therefore that you could literally say there is no international regulation which bans the supply of arms of any type to Syria at this point in time.
So that means that could continue. The only thing that would stop that would be an action of the United Nations.
The only thing that would stop that was an action of the United Nations, which in essence means that Russia and China will have to agree with it.
Right. Either Russia or China has to sign on, which they've firmly refused to do so.
Both of them would have to do so. And they have refused to. And they have really made very clear that they are not willing to consider that now or in the near future.
How much is arms trading? How much of an important piece of the economy for Russia is that?
It's only a small piece. I don't think it's the money which really is important here. I think it's other issues related to the fact that Russia simply doesn't want to have a repeat of the intervention by NATO in Libya. That's really what Russia wants to avoid.
And the way to avoid that is by shipping arms to the Syrian government?
I think it's a very clear signal to the rest of the world that they give support, and also the kind of equipment which they supply. Some of it includes like air defense equipment and anti-ship missiles. And those are exactly the kind of weapons you need to defend yourself against the kind of NATO intervention which we have seen in Libya last year.
Peter Vaserman is an expert in international arms trading at the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you.